This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
At this point now, we're in a holding pattern until President Trump meets with China in Chile in November. So we've got about 3 weeks. But we have a tentative agreement on phase one of the trade deal. And that really, it's good news, but it's really not news just yet. I mean, as far as we don't have anything concrete on this. But it is potentially really good news for U.S. agriculture. They talked about having China purchase upwards of $40 to $50 billion in U.S. products. To put that in perspective, Lee, in 2017, before the trade wars started, China bought about $17.8 billion worth of U.S. agricultural products in 2017. Last year, they bought about $7.7 billion. So $40-50 billion would be more than twice as much as pre-trade war levels. Now, the question is that $40-50 billion spread out over 3 or 4 years? You know, we don't know any of this information, but potentially, this is a really good deal for U.S. ag.
F.C. Stone, dairy broker Dave Kurzowski in Chicago.
Tuesday.
National Milk's Chris Galen gives us the details of who signed up for the 2019 dairy margin coverage.
Just under 23,000 dairy farms will share more than $300 million in payouts just in 2019. That's going to come out to an average of just over $13,000 per dairy operation. For those who aren't locked in for the full 5 years, you have several choices to make. You have to look at, do you want to insure again at the 950 per hundredweight maximum coverage level, or is there a level below that that you want to pay for? Again, the premiums are higher, the higher the level of coverage that you choose. You can also adjust your milk production history. You can go down to as little as 5% of your history, all the way up to 95% of your annual milk production history.
That's Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation on their most recent Dairy Defined podcast.
Wednesday.
We focus on silage safety with Dr. Keith Bolson of Kansas State, whose foundation promotes silage safety management practices.
You know, we're global with this safety foundation. Every time Ruthie and I leave home, we come back with either another tragic story or a near miss. And Bill, we can keep people from being under these avalanches when they do occur.
I would think that you wouldn't want to be out there by yourself, number one.
Number one, you don't want to be out there by yourself. I mean, the buddy rule saves lives. I gave two examples in my presentation of people being rescued from a pile of silage after an avalanche. And we have testimony after testimony of the buddy rule saving lives.
That's the silage man, Dr. Keith Bolson.
Thursday.
Dr. Shapiro, thanks for joining us. Is that really the reason behind writing this book, to clear up some misconceptions?
It is. I wrote Hype because there is so much misinformation out there. We have a lot of people who are claiming to be health experts and are providing a lot of misinformation, which has caused concerns, especially for kids and millennial parents, to understand what's real and what's not. And I like to bust a lot of myths in my book. So a lot of what I talk about is how we can really set the record straight when we're talking about our health. It's really important.
That's Dr. Nina Shapiro, author of the book Hype: A Doctor's Guide to Medical Myths, Exaggerated Claims, and Bad Advice, and How to Tell What's Real and What's Not.
Friday.
And recently I had the opportunity to tour farms and talk with dairy farmers and feed industry representatives in that country. It's an interesting country. It's located, for those of you wondering, it's on the Mediterranean Sea between Libya and Algeria. Certainly it was interesting to have a chance to get to these farms. The farm size varied anywhere from 20 cows to 1,000 cows. So we had a chance to look at small farms. And for our listeners, over 80% of those farms are small. So that creates a new dilemma in terms of how we handle these small herd sizes that cannot afford the technologies bigger herd sizes can. We also saw a number of producers that had French tyrannians, and that is a solid dual-purpose red animal. A lot of interest in that one because it adapts very well to the environment and conditions we found in Tunisia. There needs to be some work with the government and the dairy groups to look at what are the right models. If I own 30 cows, I should use this model. If I use 200 cows, I should use that model out there as well. The government does provide some money there, primarily used for collection points, which means that if you've got 4 cows, you bring any surplus milk you got to the collection point, and then they put it into a big refrigerated tank, and then you get paid for that, assuming it meets certain minimal criteria there. And then they're subsidizing the price of milk because they want people to drink milk, and they subsidize what they call middle fat milk, which would be like equivalent to our 2% milk.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.